Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
Remember from the last time I was here that my history is with the Portland Church of Religious Science, now known as Portland CSL. And in fact, at PCORS is where I happen to have met my husband, Mike, who is here this morning. And I will say that in a few months, we will be married 40 years. Whoa. I know, it's hard to believe, right? We were just in diapers when we met. I mean, it was, yesterday. And so here we are in September, 1 week away from the autumnal equinox. Now, I know it happens at 5:44 a.m. I will be blissfully sleeping, trusting, that it'll happen without me. I do notice that there is an upcoming event right here, the Fall Equinox Sacred Service on Friday, September 20th. What a great opportunity to celebrate together as a community this sacred event. So I just encourage you, if possible, to join your fellow community here. And today in this beautiful sanctuary, we turn our attention to the question of just where the heck is that coming from? Because source matters. Source matters. Is that a fact? Really? Is that a fact, Jean? Well, maybe an alternative fact? I don't know. The question is, where did it come from? What's the source? When you feel anxious, where's that coming from? I will say typically the first thing I point to is some person or event or politics, something, right? When the real question is, what belief did that grow out of? Darn, it's so much easier to point. Delving deeper and deeper into that question, when we touch the true source, the one source, all becomes clearer and lighter and easier to heal. We recognize that we are the light, each of us, each of us. Now, I don't always stop and ask myself where this reaction or this feeling is coming from. Oh no. I don't even take time sometimes to even figure out what the feeling is. I tend to just rush full bore into whatever's triggered, especially in this time of political chaos, right? It's like, ugh. Maybe you can't relate to that. However, there is a workshop coming up here. Just wanted to mention, spiritual living amidst heated politics. Wow, what a fabulous offering to bring us back to center, have the tools to remind us not to go just rush full bore ahead into the chaos. It behooves us, okay, it behooves me to stop, to step back, take a breath, And then to ask, am I living from fear or from love? I may not even know what that emotion is. I just know when I get quiet whether I'm living from fear or from love. Because, you know, fear and love are flip sides of the same coin. And what I know is that you cannot have both sides of that coin up at the same time. You are either in coming from fear or you're coming from love. It's that simple. Well, not easy. Did I say easy? No, I did not say easy. Because remember, when we come from fear, what does that mean? False evidence appearing real. And I can tell you, you know, I can't even recognize things when they've been photoshopped, never mind this AI stuff. It's like, I don't know if it's real. Ah, but I do. I do know if it's real. We'll talk about that in a minute. So it's about stopping and asking yourself, what the heck is going on? What is that feeling? Sometimes for me, I will admit that it's a surprise when I finally stop and ask myself that question. And I'll say, what? Is that shame I'm feeling? Or something else, whatever comes up. Am I feeling like I'm not enough? And then part of me says, oh my gosh, I've been dealing with this for 40 years. It's that onion, right? That we get to peel away something that has been covered for centuries. And we get to peel it away layer by layer. And where is that feeling coming from? From fear. False evidence appearing real. We mostly live out there, right, in the fact or fiction world because, well, we're human. And that's where we live, in this 3D world of ours. There's right and wrong. There's the duality of the human condition. As you know, I know you know this, there is another way to live, another way to be, right? And I will say this here and now, on microphone, that as we consider the source of our feelings and our emotions, of our reactions, facts are irrelevant. The facts are irrelevant. It's how we interact with what we hear and see, how we interact with the fact. Because your interpretations and judgments and opinions and expectations are involved with every experience. And that is the crux of living on this physical plane. Here, things are malleable. Things are changeable. Things are shifting. What I think is so important today may not seem so important tomorrow or the next day, right? What I desperately wanted yesterday may seem so yesterday, and I've moved on. I remember a few years ago, I was driving home from church, and it was the afternoon of the Civil War game, which I just read they don't call the Civil War game anymore, but you know what I mean. And so a good friend of mine had graduated from one of the schools playing. And so on the way home, I heard the score, and I thought, and I froze because I couldn't remember which school he graduated from. I didn't know if I should be happy or sad because of him graduating from a school. It was like, Gene, really? I just froze because I have no opinion. I don't care who wins or loses. That was just an aha moment for me. So on the other hand, when I say everything here is malleable and changeable and shifting. On the other hand, truth is always true. Truth is always and forever. Truth is. Truth with a capital T. God is truth. God is love. Holy Spirit is light. Yahweh is joy. Yeshua is grace. Mohammed is peace. Whatever the name, truth is always truth. Always. God is always love, unchangeable, not malleable, not shifting, no. Always and forever. No matter what you call that source, that one source of all. Ernest Holmes, founder of Religious Science, in one of his Sunday talks, told a story about this woman who was a regular at his Sunday talks. And I mean, he would fill movie theaters. People just came to listen to him. And this one woman would come all the time, and he finally said to her, "What about your husband? He used to come with you." And she said, "Well, you know, he doesn't like when you use the word God." So what did Ernest Holmes say? He said, "You know, you just tell him to come back, and I will call God potato." "And every time I say potato, everyone will know I'm talking about God. So I might as well just say God." It's not in the word. God is, was, and always will be. Always. We know that things are altered by who sees them. When your small s self, your ego self, sees something, when my ego self sees that same thing, we see it a little differently, no matter what. Because we are different on this plane. Because what we see out there is filtered through our experiences and our beliefs, right? Through our opinions and our judgments and our fears. There was a woman, she and her husband sat down to breakfast, and they had a new neighbor next door. And the neighbor was hanging her clothes out, and the woman said, "Oh my gosh, look at how dirty her clothes are. They are so dingy. Maybe she's a newlywed. Somebody ought to talk to her." Now, this went on every several days, every few days, every time the neighbor hung her wash out. And so one day, husband and wife sit down to have breakfast. The wife says, "Oh my gosh, her clothes are shiny, sparkly white. Somebody must have talked to her. Maybe she changed her laundry detergent." And her husband said, "I don't think so. I just cleaned our window." We all see through dirty windows. What we get to do on this journey is to get out the Windex and clean them, right? So what filters and beliefs and fears and doubts cloud your vision? I would say look around in your life and you'll see. And the good news is it's all changeable, right? I will say when I was studying to be a practitioner, which is at least 100 years ago, we used a visual. I don't know, maybe you still do today, I don't know. We use a visual of a movie projector, old-fashioned movie projector. And you know, there's that bright bulb there, bright and constant, representing, in our scenario, the light of Christ. Radiant, brilliant light of Christ. And then, of course, we have that film. The light shines through the film, and the film is full of our own beliefs, our stories, our fears, our joys. And what shows up on the screen is simply the light shining through our own filters, our own film. We get to decide what's on the film we choose, and then it shows up in our lives, and we say, oh my gosh, where did that come from? Right? It is so subtle sometimes. And yet, that's always, always the way it works. The projection is the manifestation of our beliefs and our fears and our concerns. The cleaner the film, the more light and love is embodied in and through us and through our lives. So what movie are you showing? Think about that. St. Teresa of Lisieux, in her autobiography, wrote, "The simpler my life, the closer I am to God." The simpler my life, the closer I am to God. It is so easy, and I know I do it most days, to get caught up in everything. And then I feel not quite so close to God. And when I feel not close to God, guess who moved? It's not God. It's me. So today, and every day, and every moment, and every breath, I ask if you are willing to wash your own windows, to clean the film that you see through. Are you willing to live more fully through the one source? Because remember, source matters. Is your source of living love or fear? Are you willing to live as love? I know that sounds, live as love, it sounds like a trite cliche, and yet I'm here to say, it is not easy to live as love. Means to keep cleaning your window and your films. Ugh. And so, in order to do that, we get to see through the single eye of love and not the dual eyes. There is not right and wrong, there is love. It's not about the opinion, it's about love. St. Francis of Assisi wrote, "Live the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words." Live the gospel. Live love. If you need to talk about it, go ahead. Be the example. So are you willing to know yourself in a new way, to live differently, to see differently? Because light is everywhere. Love is everywhere. And love shows up in so many different ways and places and forms. There was this young mother, and she was just at her rope's end. She had had an awful day, just a terrible day. Everything seemed to go wrong. And it was only time for lunch. And so she sat her one-year-old son in his chair and put the tray down. And she just laid her head down and just sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. It was just too much. And when she finally looked up, her son was looking at her, and he took the pacifier out of his mouth and put it in hers. Because love is everywhere. Even when you're at the end of your rope, there is always a pacifier there. That is one reason we get together, to support and love and nurture one another, to know that we are each radiant, brilliant beings of the one source. And sometimes we kind of forget that a little bit. And we remind one another. Love is everywhere. Light is everywhere. Amanda Gorman, she is a poet laureate and just one of my very favorites. A line from one of her poems is, "There is always light. If only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it." Are we brave enough? You know, our lives can be knitted together in just an elegant tapestry, or knotted together in kind of chaos. Okay, really, life is a combination of knitting and knotting. The process of unknotting, of moving closer to the one source, which of course is ultimately infinite love, the process is through surrender, through prayer, through meditation, through breath. Unknotting is what exposes more of the magnificent tapestry that you are. Knitted together or knotted together, the confusion and doubt, the knotting, happens when we believe that facts are truth. When we confuse them. In fact, facts are malleable. They change. What did the Buddha say? All suffering is caused by resistance to change. By clinging to the temporary. By believing facts are real, right? Surrender and prayer is what cleans your window and your film. Surrender and prayer allows you to touch the one source, the true source. And that allows the knots to loosen and to slip free. And so the elegant tapestry that you are is more fully revealed. It's like, I got this image this morning as I was looking over my notes. It's like having this masterpiece painting and having someone just come and slop a lot of paint over it. Well, that doesn't diminish the masterpiece that's always there. We just can't see it sometimes. And so we get to clean what was hiding and covering the beautiful masterpiece that we are. When I see myself as whole, when I see you as whole, beyond any shadows, I touch the touchstone of divine, eternal, infinite love. I am light. I am health. I know that is so. Beyond words, beyond breath, beyond time and space, and so are you. Prayer and surrender is the pathway into divine love, into that one source expressing more fully as you. Emma Curtis Hopkins, a teacher of Ernest Holmes and many others, said, when we look to the light, shadows fall behind us. When we look to God, knowing truth, fears fall behind us. It's all about having the courage to see and be the light, as Amanda said. One of my favorite phrases is Dominus illuminatio mea. The Lord is my light. Dominus illuminatio mea. The Lord is my light. When we live from the one source, peace prevails. Love lives. Joy is jubilant. And life is light. I'll say that again because that was so fun. Peace prevails. Love lives. Joy is jubilant. And life is light. There was a group of Canadians, and they were traveling through Holland on a bus tour. And one of their stops, they stopped at this place where they make cheese. And the guy took them through and showed them all the process of making cheese. And he showed the group a lovely, lovely pasture that was just beautiful. And there were goats in there grazing. And there, the guide said, were where the older goats were put out to pasture when they no longer produced. And she said, and what do you in Canada do with your old goats when they aren't producing? And a spry old gentleman answered, they send us on bus tours of Holland. No offense to bus tours of Holland. Light, life is light and joyous and free. It's fun when we live more fully from the one true source, because source matters. Oprah Winfrey said, surround yourself only with people who are going to lift you higher. And I thank you for lifting me higher this morning and for welcoming me again with love. You are the elegant tapestry of truth that is love beyond limit and light revealed brilliantly. And I thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org. and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.